we used the period since 1995 with good data to try to develop a model that would help us estimate how many tornadoes are associated with an individual landfalling hurricane. And we came up with a model that works quite well, and it depends, of course, on the intensity, the wind speed of the hurricane at landfall. But most significantly, it depends on the horizontal size. So we then use this model to reconstruct backwards to 1920, where we do have, you know, some measures of landfalling intensity and size and so on, to reconstruct the number of tornadoes for each of the landfalling hurricanes in the Gulf back to 1920.
And how close do you think you were?
The model's pretty good. This was developed using data through 2007. We then applied the model to the 2008 landfalls, and in particular, we had two big ones in the Gulf, Gustav and Ike, okay, and the model performed extremely well. In fact, we were actually dead on for Ike.
And you were only off by, I think, two for Gustav, right?
Right, right. And the significant thing is that if you compare the current active period with the previous active period in the 50s, we have more hurricane-induced tornadoes. And this seems to be associated mostly with the larger size, the larger horizontal extent.
Why is the size of hurricanes increasing? What's the theory behind that?
We don't quite understand yet why the size is increasing. The ones that blow up and become big ones, and there seems to be two reasons involved. One is if it sort of goes over Cuba and interacts with, or the tip of Florida or something like that, and interacts with a landmass, the convection spreads out, and then when it all moves back over water again, then it reorganizes, re-intensifies, but with a larger size. But the other idea that's out there, and this one is more tied to global warming, is that warm water in the Atlantic in recent decades has been extending eastward towards Africa. So a lot of the hurricanes are spinning up farther east in the Atlantic. And if they do make it into the Gulf, that means they've been around for a long time. So it just may be a duration. They're more mature in terms of, you know, having been out there for a longer time and end up with a larger size. The other issue about size is that it's not just related to hurricane damage, but the storm surge is very much related to horizontal size. Hurricane Ike last year was the perfect example of that one. Ike was only a Category 2 when it struck Galveston, but it was extremely large. And because of that large size, it had a much higher storm surge than you would expect for a Category 2 storm. And I think Ike ranks number 4 in terms of damage, you know, to the U.S. from a hurricane. It was only a Category 2.
Okay.
So a lot of times people just think, oh, it's a Category 5 or it's a Category 2, and they immediately, you know, calculate the risk to damage in their head, and the 5 is bad and the 2 isn't so bad. But sometimes the 5 can be very small and very tight, and then on the other extreme, then you have Ike that was a Category 2 that did quite a bit of damage.